Now, so tell me about this. How did you get to this story? Were you thinking, because you said that you're writing the next one, you've got other ones in mind. While you were writing Easy Evil, were you thinking about where it was going to go in the, to the next chapter?
To the next book?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to, in my feeling anyway, you don't want to spend a whole lot of time as a writer working on one book and thinking two or three books ahead.
Mm-hmm.
In my small walnut-sized brain, that's really too much to consider. Some better authors than I may be able to do that. I don't seem to be able to go too far down that road and don't want to. But you have to know that you're going to continue, first of all. When you start a series, you have to at least start a base that you can build from. And I did that by just creating characters that I thought were really interesting. And I found... Yeah, it's kind of fun because there are characters I really like, there are characters I don't like and probably wouldn't use again. They're walk-ons, but the characters that I've established as my main characters I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most authors will tell you that they develop sort of a relationship with their characters. I used to laugh at a friend of mine who would say that her characters were talking to her.
Yeah.
You know, as an actor, you may find that familiar, that when you get into a role that the character sort of leads you where you need to go.
Yeah.
Or perhaps even as a scriptwriter, but screenwriter. But I found that to be true, that if you are creating a character and you're true to the character and you do something that is out of character for that person, it'll pop up. It'll become very apparent to you, and you'll have trouble writing through if you're making an error in what that character might do. Sounds funny. It sounds unreal, but it's really true. And if anybody gets into writing, they'll find that.
No, Doug, you speak the truth. And
yeah.
It's hard to logically explain that, but it's absolutely true. There's no question about it.
You could probably go into the, you know, it's your subconscious talking,
yeah,
or whatever, but or it could just be logic. You have in mind certain things that a character is going to do, and if logically the way you're looking at it doesn't happen that way, then the character is going to speak to you. But it really does happen.